The Gemara says on the bottom of the Beis Mabez, it says the Chaser Mechsed. The Mazel of Mishnah, so the Gemara says like this. B'med b'memor mechazak v'sheshi matayna k'gayin moicher emel o'machati v'kiyachem el-kachti mechazak v'sheni matayna k'gayin noisem hatana v'achin shchalak v'machzik v'nichzak yed. Don't look at Ba'alma, it's only a kid in Ba'alma. It's not a dispute of who owns it. Nal gadol parts kosher, it's a chazaka. Even with nal gadol parts kosher, it's a chazaka. So the Rashbam, when he's Mazel this Gemara, the Rashbam says like this. He says, b'dibur maschol, b'med v'ay mamurim, I'm sorry, the master of Chazak Hashem Matayna, he says, Shabal Hakarka Maida Loy Litlam, and the Baal Karka is Maida that he could take it, Kagarnes Matana Vachule, came at the Nal God of Parts Kosher, Bifne Edim, Havi Chazak Ligno, Shayuchal Achsa, Oid, Sebezah. So the Shmam says, in such a case where he's being Maida, and we just want to make a Kenyan, if he did a Nal God of Parts Kosher, Bifne Edim, it would be a good Chazaka. And the question is, why does the Shmam say that he has to do this Nal God of Parts Kosher, Bifne Edim? We never find that you need Edom for a Kenyan. Kenyan doesn't need Edom. If there's a dispute, you need Edom. But if everyone's being made, it's being made over here, then why do you need Edom? It's talking about Kenyan Sutter, there's a discussion in the Rishonim, then maybe you need Edom. But by a regular Kenyan, Lo Shemana Din Edom, why does Rashbam say that you need Edom over here? And Rashash over here asks his Kasha, what's Rashbam getting this from? Where do you find such a Musig that you need Edom for a Kenyan Chazaka? And I was thinking that maybe the Hezek could be, and I saw that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky over here says a similar mahalach in his Amos Yaakov over here, that Kenyan Chazaka is really chaluk from other Kenyanim. Other Kenyanim, the way it's kind is it's a Maisa Kenyan Ba'alma. You do a Maisa Kenyan, and it's kind, either because that's the denatire that the Maisa Kenyan is kind, or that shows your Gemara's Das, so you want it. And for that reason, it's kind. That's how regular Kenyan works. But Kenyan Chazaka is a different type of Kenyan. Kenyan Chazaka, the way Kenyan Chazaka works is that it's a Haras Bailas, something we mentioned before, the Svar Legavi, a different Indian, that when you act as a Bailam, when you show that you feel that you're the Bailam, that itself is a Kenyan. It's not the Maisa Kenyan, it's not the regular Gemara Stas, but it's showing that you're the Bailam, acting like a Bailam acts. That is what creates the Kenyan Chazaka. And being that the Kenyan is miyusar on you acting as a Bailam, so for that it could be that it has to be done in front of Edom. If people don't see you doing it, then it doesn't mean anything. It's only a Haraz Bailas if you show people that you're the Bailam. If people see you acting that way, if no one's there and no one's looking, then that's not a real Haraz Bailas. So it's a chelik of the Maisa Kenyan Chazaka then has to be done with Edom. If you don't do with Edom, you didn't show that you're a Bailam, and then a taka wouldn't be a Kenyan Bichlal. So this is a Miyuchad Ekedim, a Kenyan Chazaka, the Rashbam is saying that has to be done with Edom, not because we need a Raya or anything like that, but that's a Chalik in the Maisa Kenyan. The Maisa Kenyan is to act as a Bailam in front of people, in front of Edom, we see you do it. But by other Kenyanim, Avada, the Rashbam could be Maida, that there would be no need for Edom.